Lowe'sFirst.com today.
And we're off. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Getting ready for a big weekend. Some of you may have plans and might already be out of town visiting relatives. Easter's when people return to church. Isn't that the truth? Christmas and Easter, you go into the parking lots. Wow, overflow. Can't find a spot anywhere. Even the pastors, the priests, all of the religious folks make mention of it when you're at the service. And usually kind of get a little jab in there at the congregation. Where are all these faces that we haven't seen in how many months? But it is also a big family time of year when people get together, and especially if you live close, and have a family dinner. Ham, turkey, you know, whatever. It's just one of those get-together times. And besides, everybody wants the Easter basket, right? Did you have an Easter basket when you were a kid? It's hidden somewhere in the house. You got to find it. Looking for those chocolate milk balls or the malt balls. My favorite thing, the malt balls. Really, really good. Not so much a giant chocolate rabbit that you really couldn't eat and it was hollow inside. Not that, but it was that and I know most people just cringe when I say this, but I like the jelly beans, the black jelly beans, though. Not all the colored ones. I just like the black ones, the way they tasted. So enough of that. Coming up, like I said, big weekend. You might already be on the way. I might be able to give you some comfort that it'll be okay when you're flying, we hope, because the air traffic controllers now are paying the price, some of them, for falling asleep on the job. New rules kicking into effect for how air traffic controllers handle, number one, flights, especially when you've got VIPs, the first lady or the vice president. Then they have now a new set of regulations that must be followed because word got out of that aborted landing on Monday. It was also announced by the FAA that two air traffic controllers were fired for falling asleep, trying to catch those Z's at the job. Can't put your head down, not allowed to do it. So for the First Lady and Biden and some others, what it's about is approaches and departures that are handled by regional air traffic control people in Warrington, Virginia. They say that the approaches and departures are going to be handled there. Takeoffs and landings at the Andrews Air Force Base, all by them. And when the flights with the president on board, they're already handled by a supervisor, so it's a little bit different. Now, the air traffic controllers who were fired, just so you know, Miami and Knoxville, Tennessee. The Miami one happened on Saturday, 5 o'clock in the morning, conked out. Just conked out. And it's a big job, actually, because you handle traffic coming in for a big chunk of Florida, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Caribbean Sea. So, yeah, the guy didn't get any calls. That was the good news, but they were worried that, okay, we can't have this anymore. I think the biggest one, and the Knoxville thing, what happened there was back in February, you had a guy who fell asleep, and even though the co-worker kept trying to get him up, he refused, and that happened for 5 hours, so he was gone. But the first case that we heard of was falling asleep at the end of March at Reagan National Airport, and that was scary because you had two big planes that were coming in that were trying to land, desperately trying to get the tower, and they could not get the tower, not get the tower. That, to me, was really one of the biggest ones. If one of those big planes had gone down, oh, my, oh, my, what would the FAA be saying now? Now it's all about, okay, we have new rules, and we're going to do new things, and we're going to change up the schedule so that we don't have people falling asleep on the job. It's always about what we're doing to make up for the screw-ups that we've had. Somebody couldn't have thought, geez, the schedules are pretty brutal on the third shift people. How do you expect them to work these crazy hours, then come back and then work a morning shift, and then come back and work a midday shift? Naturally, there's no consistency there. This is what I think. Sometimes you just need to pluck a smart outsider into the room and brainstorm. Just pay him to brainstorm and throw it all up on the wall. Here's what you need. Here's what... They might not know anything about the business. They just know how to brainstorm. There's tunnel vision. That's what we see. And there's a lot of tunnel vision in the government. Because how they didn't sit around a table and figure that one out, I don't know how they wouldn't have questioned schedules a long time ago. In fact, that would be one of the first things that I would look at. Well, why aren't they getting enough sleep? Why is this a common thread and it's starting to bubble up? But nobody did that. Big story that probably went under maybe your radar. You know, everybody's always concerned about who's tracking them. iPhones, now they're saying. If you have an iPhone, they're saying there's a secret log of everywhere you go. That's nice. And how that happens is when you have your phone synced up with iTunes. A lot of people have their phones synced up with iTunes. In fact, probably most people have it hooked up. So you've got latitude and longitude, and it's time stamped to the second. It's recorded in a hidden file, which isn't really secure. Oh, talk to me about security after what happened to me last week. So think about it. Anyone who wants to know where you are and you're an iPhone person, they could find you. If you're doing the iTunes thing and it's synced up, they could find you. So what do you do? I mean, how do you protect your privacy? Well, the person would have to have the access to the phone or the computer, and they'd have to have a way to extract the information. And if it's not sent to Apple or anybody else, it's just stored on your device. It's apparently not very difficult to extract the location from the computer. And the Android, I guess, has, or they thought had a similar thing, but they couldn't find it. So the only instances that they can find so far, the iPhone. That's nice. Not to pick on the iPhone, especially since I have one, but they're testing it. They've been able to sync it up. They've been able to find people like that. The little snap means immediately. So, yeah, that's scary stuff. Okay, it's been a year since the oil spill in the Gulf. Are we better off now? What have we learned from BP? If you have any thoughts, send them to me at americatonight.net, because we're going to be talking about it on our next show heading into the weekend. That's one of the things that we're going to look at, some specifics of what's happened with BP. Hang with us here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We've talked about this a lot, internet gambling and some of the ridiculous nonsense that's happened in light of Barney Frank trying to legalize web gaming. It's dead in the water for a couple of different reasons. And recently what's happened is the FBI seized three of the largest online poker sites. This just happened late Friday, so there's a lot of scuttlebutt over this, and a lot of the Republican lawmakers are pretty much standing behind the ban on internet gambling. Like I said, Barney Frank is still trying to push to legalize it, but the big story is now what's happened with the FBI's seizure. So who better to have on the show than Steve Budin, the Buddha Man, CEO of PickNation.com, author of Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. You guys love him. He comes on with us all the time. We're always talking about football when we have it, and, of course, hoops and a myriad of other things. Steve, you know all about this, and boy.
You know what? I remember being in Costa Rica and getting the phone call from Janet Reno herself, you know, telling me, Steve Budin, I don't think that you understand. You can't hide offshore, and you can't hide online. And let me tell you something. You know, being out in Costa Rica and doing what I did, you know, had to have a certain amount of arrogance, a certain amount of flat-out stupidity to do it and to think that, you know, I could get away with it. But at the end of the day, remember, with me, no one had done it before. There was no precedent-setting law. We really thought what we were doing was legal, and you'll read about that in the book. But these guys, they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew the government's position on it. They knew I had already been arrested 10 years ago. They knew exactly, and they did it anyway. And you know what? The truth is that a lot of people think that this is the end of online poker. But just like when I got arrested the next day, everybody who was gambling with one of these online poker places and they took down the top three, they already have other accounts with another online poker site. And the difference is it's probably with a foreign-owned operation. When you have foreign ownership, the U.S. has no jurisdiction to close them.
Yeah, let me read you this quote, because I think you'll get a kick out of it based on what, especially what you were just saying there. Jim Thraxton, who's from Suncoast Data Solutions, wrote to some of the congressmen and some of the senators on the Hill and talked about online poker sites that could be used by terrorists to launder funds. And what he said was H.R. 1174, the Internet Gambling Regulation, the Consumer Protection Enforcement Act, he says is effectively an open invitation for the bank of Al-Qaeda.
That's completely ridiculous. Anybody that got in the online poker business that was a terrorist would figure out right away that it's much more lucrative just being in the online poker business. And once they're making billions of dollars, they want a world that they can spend it in. They're not looking to blow a world up. So I think it's nonsense. I think that's to say that, it doesn't take any know-how or any experience at all to run an online poker site. You just flick a switch and everything works. Come on, there's marketing. It's a big business. You have to have players like Ivy and Helmuth and all these guys that they have promoting their product. You think Osama bin Laden's going to get Phil Ivy to sponsor his online poker site? I don't think so. The whole reason why these operations worked and they were the top three is because they were run by Americans, and that's why these Americans are in trouble right now. It's because they are Americans, but they're the ones with the know-how. They're the ones with the marketing skills. They're the guys that made the deals, that put their poker sites on every single television show across the country, so much so that they thumbed the nose at the U.S. government, and the U.S. government almost was forced to act because, Steve Wynn himself, and along with every major hotel in Vegas, was on the cusp of signing deals with these very same companies. And believe me, it's no coincidence that they were taken down a week after Wynn announced that he was about to go in with full tilt, and all these announcements were made in Vegas. They had to put an end to it. And, the Republicans, they're posturing right now. Every party postures. They want to be the party of the people that have the people's best interests in mind. But at the end of the day, they should stop all this money from leaving our country.
Yeah.
U.S. gamblers betting on U.S.
Yeah.
type of gambling, and it would, in a U.S. gambling environment, why would we continue to send hundreds of billions in transactions a year overseas to do something we can handle right here? Why do we have to keep giving that money away?
I agree with you. In fact, from the government's point of view, drowning in this crazy deficit over $14 trillion, you and I both know. I mean, how much money would that generate in revenue for the government because they would tax it?
Well, the scary thing is whoever's making this decision on this particular economic issue is making all the decisions across the board. It's not just this. It's a bad decision, and that's how we run all of our business here. That's why it's all been exported. This is the stupidest form of exporting I've ever seen. You're taking something that we created, that the U.S. created, this casino gambling, sports gambling. We invented it, poker. We invented it. This is our thing, and we're talking about Americans. So, when these companies stop dealing to American players and they just deal in Europe, they're done. They're not worth anything anymore because the real gamblers, the real casino gamblers are right here. That's why we have places like Las Vegas. There's no Las Vegas in Europe. It doesn't exist. Customers pay to get into casinos in Europe.
Yeah, no kidding. So what happens to all the crowd that wanted to do, that was doing the business with Full Tilt or whoever? I know a ton of people that play online poker.
Right.
What are they doing now?
Doing it with Paradise Poker, or any sports book or online casino that also has a poker room. There's plenty. Look, when I got arrested and I went out of business, we had 10,000 active sports bettors, which is a lot of sports bettors. And especially considering that we had $100 minimums, the online minimum now is $5. You couldn't make a bet less than $100 with us. So we had a big business, but instantly when those customers became available and we went out of business, 20 other companies opened up immediately, you know, to make that, to, because of that volume, that demand, to meet that demand. You're going to see the same thing now. You're going to see all the other online poker sites. First thing they're going to do is they're going to shore up. They're going to make sure there's no American associated with them whatsoever. There's going to be the publicly traded companies in Europe like Ladbrokes and Surrey's and Victor Chandler and William Hill. All these guys are going to now gobble up all these poker sites and control the market just like they did when the sports books went down. Because the one thing we know is that the U.S. can't police the Internet. They can't stop this from happening unless they're willing to go into actual people's homes and arrest them for gambling, which they're never going to do. So if they're not going to do that, they can't stop it. They might as well get in the game and tax it, because if they can't stop it, what are they doing but spinning their wheels and spending taxpayers' money to do it?
Yeah, so well said. I think they should get in the game and tax it. Absolutely. What was that like? Because you mentioned about being arrested. I mean, obviously, you were excited. You were doing well in Costa Rica. When all that happened, you mentioned the phone call from Janet Reno. What was going through your mind, Steve, when all that went down?
I was sitting at my desk, and prior to the call, you see, and that's the thing. When you're in a business like that, making that kind of money, and we did $30 million profit our last year of business, so we were making good money. You know, you're not just thinking about the money you're making now and the things you have now, but you're so involved in the business and the charts and the and how much you're going to make over the next 5 years that I was sitting at my desk going, yeah, you know, I'll get the apartment in New York. I'll get the little place in Paris, even though I really don't like France that much. Hey, you know, I got so much money. Who cares? I'm going to get the private plane. I'm going to – all these things are going through your mind. And when you lose it all, you don't just lose the things that you actually have, but you lose all those other things that you were in your reach and you were really on your list, on your bucket list that you were going to get, even though you never actually got the private plane. It's like they took it anyway. So, I mean, for me, at the end of the day, you know what, Kate? It was a spiritual experience. I would never have a son today. If the FBI didn't arrest me and take my company, I probably wouldn't be married either, because life in Costa Rica really wasn't conducive to marriage and being a family man. So it humbled me. It made me a certain type of person that I am now, that I can honestly say I wasn't before. And if I had to do everything all over again, I would have everything happen exactly the same. If I had to put a price on my son, there's no number. So at the end of the day, the funniest thing I say in my book is, thank God the freaking FBI busted me, because if it didn't, I really wouldn't have the family that I have right now.
Aw, I hope you
That's
tell your
truth.
Family that. Yeah, I hope you tell your family that. Yeah.
They know it. They know
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve Boone, we love you, man. You're always so honest, and you tell us such great stories. Steve Boone, CEO of PickNation.com, author of the book. You got to read the book. It is great. Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Buddha Man, thanks so much.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun, available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut?
Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Homeland Security Director or Secretary Janet Napolitano has a new system in place, or it's going to be in place shortly. You know, the whole terror alert thing. I know we've talked about this before in America Tonight, but pardon me if I sound like I'm repeating myself. Do you think it worked the first time around? Like a traffic light. Oh, it's yellow today. Green light. No terror. No chance of terror in the airway. Oh, I feel great. Go to the airport. I know there is not a chance that my flight will be hijacked. Now, I know I am dripping with sarcasm over this, but I realize the idea, and this was before Janet Napolitano, I realize the idea was to make people feel like they could breathe easier. But anyone who flew knew that it wasn't working, because the only thing it did was create more problems, it seemed to me. And I was flying a lot from the east to the west to the Midwest right after 9/11. It just seemed like it caused more of a shakedown or confusion, if you will, when you were going through security. And that was it. I mean, that was really all that I saw. So now the system has been changed for your protection and for my protection, we think. Here's Janet Napolitano.
We always have elevated risk in the sense that we live, unfortunately, but it's the reality, in an environment where there's an ever-evolving threat, both homegrown and international, of terrorist activity. Say goodbye to orange. That will be going away next week. And in its place will be something that provides the citizenry of this country with more information that they can use in the event of a specific credible threat or terrorist attack. These alerts are designed for when there is specific credible information where people need factual content in order to know what they need to do and how they protect their families and how they can help us protect their community.
So what do you think the factual content is? Like Christmas Day, if I was flying, Abdullah Muttalib was the nut that was going to blow up the plane, if you remember, heading into Detroit. So that happens, what was that, two Christmases ago. So would we have known that getting onto planes, for instance, in New York going somewhere, or Chicago going somewhere, or San Francisco going somewhere, or pick a city, St. Louis, Missouri, someplace in Connecticut, in Vermont? Is that what the credible threat? That was the idea behind the colors, that this meant high alert. So now she's saying, if I'm hearing her correctly, that there's going to be more specific information. They're going to drill it down. I love that term, drill it down. Somebody was telling me that the other day. You need to drill it down. Really? There are some things we need to drill for in this country, but I'm not so sure about this. So simplifying, but yet giving more information. And just a chart with two levels, imminent, and elevated, without colors. So if I go to the airport and it says imminent danger, that means turn this around, turn it around, because I'm not getting on the plane. It might not even take off. That's what it means, I guess. Or elevated. And it's interesting because New York is, let's face it, the target. It is the target. If something's going to happen, my beloved New York is going to be, it's the people there are going to be the ones that deal with it again. With the tunnels, with the amount of people, I truly believe New York is just always the target. So that's not lost on Homeland Security. The speech that she gave was at, and it wasn't really a speech, but informing, let's call it a press conference, the reporters on hand, at Grand Central Terminal on that balcony. And it's a massive hub there for people coming in from Connecticut and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. You know, all roads lead to Grand Central Terminal. So she specifically used that. Think about it. Tunnels. We keep thinking the next spot would be tunnels and something to do with trains. And just said, this will help you on how you can be prepared. Now, we could drill it down a little bit more. Remember, the old warnings had green, blue, yellow, orange, red. Did you forget about those other colors? There was no purples, no magentas, none of that. She did say it was too vague, that the terror level at the airports has been orange since 2006. So now the new system will have locations, be specific to where you are and what to look for, the kind of potential attack, even indicating what they're looking for. Like if you pull up in Miami, they say, we're looking for a suspect who might have a bomb. Wow. Can you imagine a kid reading that? You're with your nine-year-old. Daddy, the sign says a bomb could be in the airport. And she did throw in that the normal status for the country is always high risk. And just that the new system would clarify the types of risks. Now, if you're very, very curious, and in fact, we will post this on our website at americatonight.net. If you go there, you'll see the blogs and what you missed and other things. But if you go to Notes for a Scorecard, I'll put up the new terror alerts, what they mean. But you can go to DHS, Department of Homeland Security, .gov/alert. And they're going to send alerts by Twitter and by Facebook. Of course they are. So pretty much all you see when you go to the site is what she said. More detailed information, a guide, frequently asked questions, that where you can look and hook up for your email. Oh, can you imagine? You hook up the Homeland Security site to your Twitter and to your Facebook. What do you think you're getting? What kind of tweets are you getting? I don't know that I necessarily would want that. I don't think so. And now, two, there is this thing called a sunset provision. And that is what they say is it'll have a specific date when the alert is done. So there wouldn't be the blanket warning that there is on a threat. It would have a specific date if the threat changed. I don't know. Hey, listen, if it helps anyone, if it makes somebody feel better, if it does something to warn terrorists not to mess with us, fine, but I don't think so. I think it's just something to say we're trying to do something. That's what I think it is. Other than information spreading, if something were to happen and you weren't aware of it, if you were on your way to an airport like Detroit and they were shutting it down because they had just had that near bomb go off, or one of the other airports, somebody breaches security that happened. Remember at Newark, it was a crazy thing where the guy went through to kiss his girlfriend goodbye. Doesn't matter. They were evacuating everybody from the airport, so you would have known, okay, the flight's canceled or whatever's happening. That would be useful because then that's less people coming into the airport and you're not going to get anywhere anyway. Your flight's probably canceled. It gives you a heads up there. And it makes it easier for the people that are milling around outside, because then you're just going to be one of those people. You're going to be stuck. This way, you could avoid all of that. So if this is what this new terror alert does, then that part I would say is good. I'd say that's good. But if it is just broad, even though they're saying they're going to be more specific, but if it's still more broad information, yeah, I'm going to say I don't see how that helps us. Now, at the top of the hour, I was talking about the fact that the United States is giving $25 million in aid to the Libyan rebels. And the timing of all this is interesting because now, how long has this been? Nothing has happened with Gaddafi. We go back to that phrase that politicians hate. What is the end game? Heading into Libya, this was part of the problem because we are a big chunk of NATO, let's face it. And Misrata is getting bombarded. There's rockets. There are some people there. There's Molotov cocktails being thrown all over the place. There's roadblocks. Horrible things are happening there. In fact, it's so bad that two Western journalists were killed, and they were one of them especially was pretty well known. Tim Hetherington was his name. He was nominated for an Oscar for a film that he did, a documentary about the troops in Afghanistan. And this was one of these guys who loved to be with the military in war zones, took a lot of chances, really produced some brilliant work. He was there, and he talked about how the city was being bombarded by Gaddafi's forces, but there was no sign of NATO anywhere to be found. So it still is a great fair or foul. $25 million to Libyan rebels. What happens? Those rebels don't take over, or somebody else takes over, or Gaddafi stays in power, which he's doing right now. All right, we're changing the subject, talking a little plastic surgery next.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite. This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us.
So how many people do you know that have had plastic surgery? It's not just women, by the way. A lot of men are getting things done. It's not a taboo thing. So we thought it'd be fun to have plastic surgeon Dr. Robert Anderson on with us. He's got a thriving practice in Fort Worth, Texas. And one of the interesting things, I think, Doc, is what I just said, that a lot of men are having things done, like the weathered cowboy, for example, that has a ranch that's doing all kinds of different business. They want to feel better. They want to look better. You're probably not surprised by this, right? There's been a big transition in the business, hasn't there?
Yes, there's been a huge change. It used to be, even 15 years ago, that most of the people we saw were women, women of all ages. But now we're seeing more men. And I'm not sure why it is. It may be because people are staying in the workforce longer and because of economic reasons. There's also, you know, everybody wants to look younger and feel better. And so, you know, with all the nutritional things that are going on right now and people trying to take care of themselves, I think they're trying to look better longer, too.
Yeah. Well, for men, what do men have done? What kind of work do they have done mostly?
Well, I don't know exactly what would be the most common, but the neck is a big issue for men. You know, when they're wearing suits and ties and their neck starts to get a little bit loose and jiggly, that seems to be a big problem. We're seeing a fair number of people, men, who are having their eyelids fixed, either the uppers or the lowers or both, because they get the bags under the eyes. and it makes them look older, tired, you know, like they're in need of a vacation. And then we're seeing a huge number of people, excuse me, who are having skin resurfacing because of the sun damage that they've had over the years. And, you know, it's just like you were saying, the farmer that's been out or the rancher that's been out on the ranch all these years and has had lots of sun exposure, you know, by age 55, 60, they realize that they've done a lot of damage to their skin. So there's a real effort to try to, you know, reverse the damage that's been done and make the skin look all that much better.
How do you, what kind of a procedure is that? Like, how do you reverse the skin? What do you do there?
Well, as you age, your skin gets thinner. The two layers of skin both get thinner. The skin gets looser, so you unfortunately have more bad quality skin or more poorer quality skin. So there are things that we can do to thicken the skin, tighten it, either eliminate or reduce the brown spots and then get some of the broken blood vessels sealed off. So it's just a more youthful appearing skin.
Yeah. Is that, I wonder too, when you do this, and I don't know, but from a dermatological point of view, is that, that's, I guess in some ways that has to be good for skin, isn't it?
It is. It actually, you know, one of the interesting things is that when you're a child, you have what's called type 1 collagen in your dermis, the deeper layer of skin. And when we do the laser resurfacing, instead of having the older type 3 collagen, your little fibroblasts in the skin start making the same kind of collagen you had when you were 2 or 3 years old. So it's really a very interesting change in the skin. And you can actually biopsy the skin after you've done these treatments, and you can see that you've got a, you know, a younger appearing skin under the microscope.
Yeah. And if you biopsy the skin, you could find other things and tell people too, I think, right?
Yeah, I'd probably see a lot of things if you biopsy. Pre-cancers and,
yeah,
you know, sun damage and all those things that go along with the aging process.
Yeah, no kidding. What the bulk of the people that come in, let's just take the men, for example, what is it, a wild age swing? I mean, what would be the youngest guy that you see typically?
Well, the youngest boys that we see are little boys 5, 6, 7 years of age whose parents bring them in because their ears are protruding. And that's the ideal age to do the pinning back of the ears, because by the time you're 5 years of age, your ear has 85% of its adult height. So you're not operating on a little juvenile structure. The other thing is that they're old enough to cooperate with surgery and the post-surgical care. And if you do this before they get into first grade, maybe between kindergarten and first grade, then you can eliminate a lot of the teasing that they would otherwise get. So I think probably that's the age when we see the youngest boys, when they're about 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, are they, is that a, does that take a long time to do that, that kind of a procedure?
It takes about 45 minutes to an hour per ear. So if it's on both sides, it takes an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah, so a surgery like that is outpatient, or is it overnight?
No, but pretty much everything's outpatient anymore. I mean, there are a few cases that we do inpatient, but, you know, you'd be amazed. And we can do a facelift and eyelids over, you know, 5, 6 hours, and that's still outpatient surgery, or can be.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Robert Anderson, a plastic surgeon, and you've been doing this for 24 years, so you've also seen some incredible advancements, I'm sure, in the way things are done. To you, Doc, what's the most exciting thing that you're able to do now in half the time, or just the procedure has gotten so much easier? What's the thing that's excited you the most from the day you started to where you are now?
Well, I think some of the newer breast implants that we have, they are exponentially better than the old silicone implants we had. I think that's a big improvement, and I'm really proud of the fact that the industry has tried to make them better instead of just sticking with the old. You know, some of the things that we're able to do to repair a breast, you know, like when a woman's had several children or she's lost a lot of weight, we can take a very saggy, empty breast and create a very nice, attractive, full, shapely, youthful breast. So there are, you know, those are some of the things that, you know, I really think 25 years ago when I was in my residency, you'd see results that were they were okay, but they weren't great. And now we're seeing results that are really, you know, sometimes we look at them postoperatively and just wonder how we got them to look that good. I think it's made a big change. Yeah.
That has to feel good. I know a lot of women too have their breasts redone when they have breast cancer. That has to be gratifying. I know somebody who had that done, and she just beams from ear to ear. First of all, she's a survivor. She's young. She was an attractive woman anyway, but there was something about, because she had to have a mastectomy, so there was something about having that done that just lifted her spirits beyond belief. Do you ever get clients like that?
Sure, and that's it's like fixing a cleft palate or a lip. If somebody comes in and they've got the devastation of having the diagnosis of cancer, and then they're going to have part of their body altered that really they identify their sex with, the breast or the shape, to be able to have that, at least the first stage of the reconstruction done at the same time that the mastectomy is done, it lets them bypass some of that loss that they'd otherwise experience.
Yeah. When you, I'm sure obviously you pay attention to what other colleagues are doing around the country, and there was, of course, big stories done about the whole face transplant thing. That's an amazing thing. From your point of view, that had to be interesting, I think, to realize that now you can do something like that can be done. And then, of course, they'll work with plastic surgeons in the future. So a lot of times, will you get people, could you possibly get someone like that? Somebody who's gone through another procedure and you're smoothing it out. You're working with them over the years. Have you had anyone like that?
Well, we have people where they've had a facial paralysis where they can't move half their face, and when you reconstruct that's something that really does take several procedures over a period of time. And then, you know, some of the facial reconstructions we do when somebody loses part of their nose and we have to use their forehead to reconstruct it, that can take, four, five, six operations to get it back, so it's very inconspicuous. You know, it's interesting you mentioned the face transplant. That's things in medicine happen over a period of time, and each little facet has to reach a certain stage of development before you can get to the point where you can actually consider an operation like that. When somebody loses their face, you have to think about the surface, about the nerves, the arteries, the veins, the muscles that are in there, and then you have to think about the skeletal support that you're putting that soft tissue on. And so it's a very complex procedure that has multiple specialists involved. You've got the specialists that deal with rejection of tissue, so you've got to deal with that. You've got the people who specialize in repairing nerves. You've got the microvascular surgeons. You may have some oral and maxillofacial surgeons for the bony structure. So the only way something like that could be done would be in a large institution with all the different specialties and modalities available.
Sure,
it could be in the face. Oh, yeah, it's a huge team effort.
Yeah. Boy, that's interesting. It was great talking to you, Doc. Not just for women anymore. Plastic surgery is absolutely not taboo, and we've learned a lot from Dr. Robert Anderson here on America Tonight. Thanks, Doc.